Hey, this is Sean Chiplock, the voice of Revali, Teba, and the Great Deku Tree in The Legend of Zelda, Subaru Natsuki in ReZero, and Guido Mista in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Golden Wind, and you're listening to the After Hours Nerds Podcast.
You're listening to episode 91. Are you good now?
Did you start it?
No.
I just want to say...
Here we go.
I just had to say it.
Yeah, say what? You're listening to episode 91 of the After Hours Nerd Podcast, the week of August 15th, 2021, the weekly podcast that covers the latest important gaming and nerd culture news, hosted by Gags and Dill. Almost homeowner, Dill. How's it going?
Not even close. Paperwork's taking a lot. There's some blemishes in this.
I want to be a homeowner so bad, so once you do it, it's going to give me hope. That's all I want. So
I was
you
hoping
need
you'd go first.
I wanted to
so
be
I
first
could see
too.
The process.
Yeah. I would love to be first and then show you the process.
It sucks going, you know, being the first father of the group.
TA? So,
we don't count him.
Okay.
You know, being the first father of the group. You know, I wanted to be second at all these things, but somehow I'm the first one.
First is the worst.
I mean, technically Lou bought a house first, but
don't count that either.
You know, we don't count that.
Did you get to play anything?
I got to play absolutely nothing this weekend due to a nice 24-hour work.
How was working in the heat wave?
I mean, luckily, what we did on the weekend was inside, but the week was still hot as balls.
Well,
that was
like,
fucking rough.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday was all the heat wave. How was that?
Oh, it was hot, dude.
And you're, what,
sticky,
carrying mason stones and whatnot?
Mason stones, 80-pound bags of cement. I don't know. I was out there living the struggle, but I do it for my fam.
If it makes you feel better, I was sitting in the office in AC.
I mean, luckily, that's why on the weekend, it was still pretty hot this weekend.
Yep.
But I was in the bank. They trusted us in the bank, baby.
Oh.
Alone. This was a nice-ass bank. Bank of America, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah,
They got fucking couches, flat screens. Like, I was like, what, is this even a bank?
Why do they... So you can sit there and watch TV?
Yeah, like, just chill.
We need to move to New Hampshire.
Dude.
The houses probably cost way cheaper.
Everything over there seemed way nicer.
I know. Everyone that I work with, because you can work from home and it's like
the same
thing.
I've never been to New Hampshire,
though. They all fucking moved out. Like, they're all moving away.
You're gonna wear a freaking seatbelt.
It's no laws.
Dude, like, I...
It's no laws.
I was just like, what?
I'm gonna add a game.
Way too nice to be a bank. Like, way too nice.
You
should have been thinking you were walking into like some financial, like crazy financial institution, like where you gotta go get like a loan, like. But nah, this was just. Like,
I mean, that is.
Yeah, I know, but you know
kind
what
of
I,
a bank
you know what
you
I
just
mean,
described
like a,
there.
Like a management company. I don't know. You know what I mean? It was way too nice of a building.
I'm gonna cross off another game soon. I'm at the last dungeon of Skyward Sword. I wish me and you beat this game before we play Breath of the Wild, because you don't realize how much this game is basically Breath of the Wild.
Have you even beaten Breath of the Wild?
Multiple times.
I don't think there's
multiple
proof
times
of that.
Do you remember the three dragons from Breath of the Wild that like fly through the air? You can't really fight them.
I mean, I probably beat them, but someone of your caliber.
It doesn't sound like you remember them.
Someone of your caliber couldn't fight them, but
they're
yeah.
also in this. This game has the stamina wheel too. You know where you run and then you can.
Yep.
There's so much of this that I was like, this is just Breath of the Wild, but Breath of the Wild is better.
Yep.
And then if you watch the Breath of the Wild 2 trailer, it looks even more like Skyward Sword, where I have a feeling they're all just connected, and this is probably the game that happens immediately after Skyward Sword.
Okay, so you think this is a continuation? Well,
yeah.
You think this is the beginning?
Yeah. Well, Skyward Sword is the first one on the total timeline.
Okay.
Because it shows you the creation of the Master Sword. It tells you that Princess Zelda is actually the reincarnation of the goddess Hylia every single time. And then Link is the reincarnation of her chosen hero. Which means in Breath of the Wild, he failed.
Freaking loser.
Loser, right?
Loser.
Absolute loser. And you know what's also disappointing? They all make fun of how short he is. He's only like 5'9", and they make fun of him.
5'9"?
Yeah.
He's not 5'9".
Why? Because he's taller than you and they make fun of him for being short?
I'm 5'10". Thank you very much, but no.
How tall is
Link? Dude, he definitely looks like he's like 4'6".
Well, you know what the problem is? All right, so I just looked it up. It says Link is approximately 5'8".
I'm not buying it. What's Toon Link?
Toon Link is probably like 3 feet. He's a Toon.
I feel like he's always in Toon form.
You think Breath of the Wild Link is Toon Link?
No, not that game, but every other game he's in, he's freaking Toon.
How tall is Toon Link? 3'4". Imagine being 3 foot.
He grows quite a bit when he gets into his real body.
Yeah, well,
I'm not buying these 5'8". I'll give him 5'2" tops.
Why?
He looks short as hell.
Well,
because
he
game.
Is an elf.
Well, yeah, and you would think they'd be short. 5'8" human.
5'8" is pretty short.
I mean, you're like 5'7", so why are you?
Don't say that. I'm like 6'2". I'm like 6'2".
6'2". Giving yourself up now, aren't you?
Okay.
Yeah, let's look at that freaking license. Buddy, I'm thinking it says 5'7 and a half.
My license says I'm 6'1", 175 pounds.
You haven't been 175 pounds since
I took 2005, the
dude. I don't even... Probably when you were like 8 years old.
No. 6'1", 175 pounds, and I tried to get it updated, and they're like...
Oh, so you just grew an inch out of the blue?
I mean, I was 16 when I took the license
photo. So you just grew an inch and... You know, 9 years.
What does your license say?
5'8", 160.
I would. I'm gonna put you right there. We're gonna measure you and see if you're 5'8". There's a
I'm
lot of discrepancy.
I'm definitely not 5'8", and I'm definitely not 160.
I'm definitely not
160.
Again, when did you get that though? High school.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. See, yep. High school days.
High school
when
it is. Yeah.
Taco
that's,
Bell.
That's
and not
we
worry.
Were good, baby.
All right, let's take a short break.
Thin days.
All right, we're back with the news. Quick news of the week. First bullet point is actually a two-parter. So we have Blizzard has let go Diablo's 4 director Luis Baraga, lead level designer Jesse McCree, and World of Warcraft's designer Jason LeCraft amid allegations of harassment and abusive culture. Now, Jesse McCree might sound familiar because Jesse McCree is named after the Overwatch character McCree is named after Jesse McCree. You know the cowboy in Overwatch?
Yep.
Now, because that character is named after a alleged abuser and harasser, the Overwatch community wants the name changed on the character. Even to the point that broadcasters of the Overwatch League refuse to say McCree's name on air anymore and refer to him simply as the cowboy. Okay. The only thing is, I don't know how easy it's going to be to change McCree's name. You know what I mean?
On the character?
Yes. Like, to me, it's like, all right, simply change the name. Who cares?
In theory, it seems like it would just be a simple little update. Like,
right.
You do a quick update, and everyone's name just changed.
But everyone knows him as McCree.
I didn't.
All right,
yeah. I probably just call
him
the
cowboy.
But
everyone in the Overwatch community knows him as McCree.
I don't think it'll be that hard to change.
I don't think so either.
His name.
And would you care? Like, honestly?
I don't give a shit.
Right?
I mean, better off his name's choice. I'd rather call him the cowboy than McCree.
Yeah, why not, right?
McCree sounds stupid. No offense.
And they have, like, the Overwatch... No, all offense, right? Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. That's just a silly name for a cowboy.
Yeah.
Something like Bob Dole.
McCree sounds like Irish.
McCree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was horrible. It was that.
I'm Irish. What do you mean it's horrible?
Are you Armenian?
I'm both. What the hell? 50-50,
me. Next news story. Quick update, Life is Strange Remastered Collection has been delayed to 2022.
Our favorite word of the year.
Delayed?
Delay. I heard Venom got delayed a month.
To October 15th.
I already thought it was coming out in October. TT tried telling me, it's coming out in September.
It was.
I always thought it was coming out in October.
It makes more sense in October because it'll be closer to Halloween.
Venom, scary.
With Carnage?
Yeah, it's just going to be fucking nuts.
So I think that actually works out better.
Nuts.
I liked the first Venom. Did you?
Oh, no, I liked it too.
Yeah.
I thought the fight was a little rushed at the end, but other than that, the movie was funny as hell.
Right?
But
it's a fun buddy cop.
That movie's going to be nuts.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Carnage is going to be an absolute animal.
Yep.
Just like he is in any video game he pops up in, or in even that old Spider-Man cartoon we all used to watch. Anytime Carnage would pull up, some crazy shit
happened. Scary as hell.
Because he's scary as fuck.
Yeah.
And even Venom's like, I need to help Spider-Man fight this guy. And then I'll go kick Spider-Man's ass.
He was like, no, that's a red one. I'm not coming out. And he's like, you can eat anyone you want if you come out right now.
They make Venom funny in that movie.
Yeah, he's funny.
That shit's funny as hell.
Hellblade's Senua's Sacrifice has received an optimized patch for Series X/S out now. And then Idris Elba announced as the voice of Knuckles in Sonic 2022.
That's funny as hell.
I actually think his voice works good for Knuckles.
I mean, I'm cool with it. It's just funny as hell, though.
Please, please, please give Knuckles a British accent. Please. Right? It's just funny that it's like Ben Schwartz as Sonic and then Idris Elba as Knuckles.
Idris Elba's been making moves.
I know,
Suicide
dude.
Suicide Squad. Apparently, I'm hearing rumors he might return as Heimdall.
Oh,
even though they said he was done. Like he said he was done.
Yep.
I've been hearing
they all lie.
But Heimdall's dead.
Yep.
But now with the multiverse opening up, who's to say we don't see a Heimdall variant?
I would love it.
They just opened up ability to bring everyone, anyone that died, they could bring back.
Yeah.
I've even been hearing rumors that they might bring another Iron Man back. Not Robert Downey Jr.
Right.
But they're going to bring a different variant Iron Man.
Isn't the girl supposed to be the next Iron Man, technically?
I don't think so.
In the Iron Wars or whatever?
I heard in the comics,
yep,
when they start getting into the multiverse, another Iron Man comes from, like, the future to help them.
Yeah.
He ends up staying with the group. Like, he becomes friends with Thor.
Yeah.
They said he's the complete opposite of Tony.
Yeah.
Like, that Tony.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They end up liking him, and he ends up joining the squad. So they're like, don't be surprised if we see another Iron Man, just not Robert Downey Jr.
I think you have to start bringing more recognizable characters back.
They're
going to
bring
some
new people.
Cause, especially because you're losing Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, 100%.
But
now they have the ability to bring in X-Men,
mm-hmm.
Fantastic Four.
Who plays Wolverine?
I don't know who I would have play Wolverine.
Tom Hardy, right?
You can't have him play that if you haven't played Venom.
Well, Venom's the Sony-verse. It's not
anything. They might mix him up eventually.
I think Spider-Man's leaving and going to the Sony-verse.
You can't do that.
You know they already screwed up and said Tom Hardy is in Morbius? So you know they're doing like the whole Sony-verse without it, which makes no sense.
I mean, that's filling Wolverine's shoes are going to be tough.
Right, Hugh Jackman was perfect. Logan was a great
Logan was
exit.
Probably one of the greatest movies to come out in the last 20 years. Like, that movie's just insane off
it
the
is.
Bat.
It's
like,
so
right from
good.
The first opening scene, it's just insane.
Yeah.
But I really don't know who could play Wolverine and play him well.
Yeah. Well, that's
but
the thing.
You start bringing in... If MCU can bring in the Fantastic Four and X-Men...
I think John Krasinski has to play Mr. Fantastic.
Which is what everyone's saying.
Yeah.
But they would... MCU would make the greatest Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
Because they already make villains crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
A Doctor Doom is already crazy.
Yeah.
If they do him right, that'll be insane. Silver Surfer, insane. Fucking... What's his face? Magneto, one of the craziest ones.
Yeah.
Insane. If Marvel does them instead of whatever they would, Fox or whatever the fuck they were on before, Marvel's going to do them crazy.
Way better, yeah.
Crazy.
I hope so, right? Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, because the newest Suicide Squad is James Gunn, so everyone thought it had to be good because he's the writer of Guardians of the Galaxy. I hate it. I think it's horrible.
It's funny that you say that because everyone that I've talked to that's watched
loves it. To the point that after I saw it...
I don't think anything could be worse than the first one. When you said that it was, I didn't even believe you because the first one was so freaking bad.
My biggest issue...
Do they still have Jared Leto in this one?
No.
Thank God. That's what ruined the movie. That stupid Joker ruined that movie.
Well, because
be in that movie.
At all.
That did not add to Harley Quinn's backstory at all. Did not need that, and he pissed me off as... I don't even like him as the Joker.
No.
That pissed me off just watching him.
No, I 100%
agree.
That still
makes me angry to think about that scene.
The worst part is I feel like Margot Robbie's character now in Harley Quinn with this one feels like the Joker of the last one where she's just thrown in here to be in
to
here.
To just be like crazy, like random. Like,
because she's kind of like off on her own for a little bit and then gets with the group.
See, when I first heard about this whatever remake or whatever you want to call it, I thought it was a whole different cast. When I heard James Gunn was directing it.
It is, technically.
But they still have Margot Robbie
as Harley Quinn. That's about it.
They don't have Will Smith?
Nope. They basically replaced Will Smith with Idris Elba.
Oh, so he's Deadshot.
He's dead Bloodshot. Bloodsport. His name's Bloodsport.
Do they still have Boomerang?
I don't want to say any spoilers, but basically no.
It looked like the girl, the Asian, the samurai girl with the
no,
killer.
No, she's not in it.
So maybe I just saw a poster, a fake picture.
Maybe.
Because I swear I saw, it looked like this, it was Idris Elba instead though.
Yeah.
But it looked like the same cast was
No.
So
it's
different.
It's the only one basically is Margot Robbie and Rick Flagg.
Do they
if
still
you remember
have,
Rick Flagg.
Was that the soldier?
That's the regular soldier guy.
Yeah, right.
He's the only other one.
Did they still have the Enchantress as like the bad person?
No.
So who the fuck's the bad guy?
It's like a giant starfish. That's like an alien from space. It's an actual DC villain, so it makes sense.
Well, the Enchantress is too, bro.
Right, but
that movie just made no fucking sense.
The problem is I have to go back and see that to be like which one.
I wouldn't even watch it. I don't even know if I'll watch this one, to be honest.
Yeah, honestly, I say save your time.
I keep hearing people say it's good. I keep seeing people say it's bad. If I get mixed reviews like that, I don't even want to watch it.
Yeah,
at this point,
I say skip. Skip
I don't
it.
Even want to fucking watch
skip
it.
Metacritics of the week. I only put one. It's because Hades came to all platforms now, so it's on PS4, PS5, Xbox Series X.
I was listening to a video on Facebook of the you know when Tyler sent that Castlevania meme.
Yeah.
I was listening to the clip, and Alucard, he sounds just like Zagreus from this game.
I swore it was the same dude,
and I looked it up, and it's not.
No,
but they sound so similar. Yeah.
Well, because they have like almost the same cadence when
they talk.
When
I heard him talk, I was like, is that the dude from Hades? I looked it up, and it wasn't.
I think the dude who plays Zagreus is like a more unknown voice actor.
Is. But that's why I was like, damn, they sound so similar.
Yeah, yeah. No, because they have a similar cadence in their talk.
Yeah.
First big news story of the week, Rockstar is reportedly remastering its PS2-era Grand Theft Auto trilogy. This is by John Porter at TheVerge.com.
I heard this.
Rockstar Games, Dundee Studios is working on remastered versions of the three classic PS2-era Grand Theft Auto titles, Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Kotaku reports. A late October or early November release is said to be tentative plan for the titles, which could eventually be released for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, Switch, PC, Stadia, and mobile phones. Rumors of the remastered titles have been floating around for some time, but this month, Rockstar Games' parent company, Take-Two Interactive, confirmed it has plans to release three unannounced iterations of old games alongside current-gen ports of GTA 5 and GTA Online and Cerebral Space Program. However, considering Take-Two's library of games, these three unannounced remasters could include anything from BioShock to Max Payne or Bully. According to Kotaku, the three GTA games are being remastered in Unreal Engine with one source commenting they look like heavily modified versions of the existing titles. Gameplay is said to be staying true to the originals, while their UI should also retain their classic style. The game's release has reportedly shifted a lot as a result of the pandemic, but the current plan is said to be simultaneous digital release for the three titles across the platforms this year, with PC and mobile following in 2022. A spokesperson for Rockstar Games did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The publisher is also said to be planning a remaster of the original Red Dead Redemption if the remaster trilogy sells well. Spoilers, it's going to do amazing. Like, it's Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And it's
these
like,
games are all crazy.
I was about to say three of like
these
some of the
most... These games were all way ahead of their time when they came out.
Exactly. Three of...
It's crazy to think that San Andreas came out in 04. Because I was playing these shits at like 5. Well, so it's like...
And not only that, at that point you were probably what? Like even... If it comes out...
I was 5 when Vice City came out.
Right, exactly.
And I was probably playing that at 7.
Yep.
So, like...
Exactly.
And they were that crazy then.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because, again,
even
we didn't
GTA
have
3,
anything.
I used to play GTA 3.
If you think about it, they pioneered the open world genre.
Yeah.
Like, completely.
Easily.
The crazy thing is, I've played all three of these all so much, yep. I couldn't tell you a single thing about the story.
Oh, God, no.
Because I never played the story.
When I played GTA 3, I did the first mission every time, and that was it.
And then
I'd
you would
go
do,
around killing people.
And try to get like the most stars you could, right?
Get the most stars, steal that blue and white Ferrari that you could steal every time,
yep.
The Banshee.
Yep.
You'd get the blue and white one,
yes.
Or that red and white one. You'd go back to that same building.
Yep.
You'd walk away, turn around, and then it would be right there again.
These
and
are like,
go get 6 stars and die. And then restart.
Well, this is like one of the first
San
games.
San Andreas is really when it popped off with the cheat codes and the
that's
unlimited
exactly
money.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Spawn a bazooka, spawn a helicopter. Like that, San Andreas popped it off.
It
Vice
like
City popped it off too, though.
The first sandbox game.
And you could swim in San Andreas. First one you could swim in.
Swimming, yes.
Where you didn't die when you hit the water.
Yes.
That was big.
I'm telling you, other than like
no,
there was a Spider-Man game on the
great.
PlayStation, these were like the first
Staples.
Big open world games.
Staples.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You could tell me these games are 2 hours long to beat. 20 hours long to beat. I
as
wouldn't
long
know.
As you want.
I would not know.
It could be as long as you want.
Yeah.
You could beat this game in 2 hours. You could beat it in
100%.
30. You and could never beat it.
If you think about it, we talked about how Grand Theft Auto 6 isn't expected to launch until like 2025.
This is a great way to hold people over.
Exactly.
Especially, the only thing that sucks about these games is the graphics.
Well, they said they redid them with Unreal Engine.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So
the only problem with these games is
the graphics.
The story's fine.
Yep.
The controls are fine.
Yeah.
All it's GTA.
The only issue I think they might have is music. If they use like real music,
yeah,
they'd have to like go back and get those licenses again, I'm assuming. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I mean,
either way, as soon as this releases, I'm buying it.
Oh yeah, no, 100%. I'm pretty sure I bought this pack unremastered.
Yep.
When it came out on PS4, I bought the 3-pack trilogy.
Do you think they sell them separately or together in one
pack?
I
would sell it as a trilogy.
Right?
Try to get as much as you can for it.
One
instead
pack,
of trying to sell each of them for like $10,
yep.
Sell all of them for $60. Like,
well, so
do something like that.
I'm nervous they're going to piece them up and they're going to be $30 each.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
Instead of doing $30 each, because then someone could just be like, I only need one of them.
Right.
Like, why wouldn't I just get San Andreas if it's the best out of the three?
Yep.
So then I would be like, hey, get this bundle
yeah.
for $60.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I have a feeling it's going to be like,
I would bundle.
$30 each or $70 for all of them.
Yeah, I would definitely do that.
Yeah.
And I'd buy it.
100%.
I'd buy it.
I'm probably gonna end up buying it on the Switch and then on the Xbox again.
It's gonna, if it comes to PC, it's gonna look nuts.
It's gonna be ridiculous.
And the
And then everyone's going to mod it, too, on PC.
Oh, God. The mods are going to be stupid.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to be walking around like Jason Voorhees. Just fucking blowing people up. Like.
This is such a no-brainer. I hate the fact that it's like, we'll see how well it does, and then we're going
to
remake
it. Just
possibly,
to be modest.
Yeah. Red Dead Redemption is like known as one of the greatest games, too. Like, you don't think if you remaster that, it wouldn't sell incredibly well either? I know people were like iffy about the second one, but the first one is still like known as...
Maybe people should have thought about remastering Modern Warfare 2.
A company that's hot underwater?
Before that.
Before the bad stuff?
Maybe they could have did that 10 years ago.
Speaking of Call of Duty, Call of Duty Vanguard tease supposedly uses reveal trailer footage. This is by Jared Cavallo at GameRant.com. As the upcoming Call of Duty Vanguard has begun to leak, Activision has quickly started to address the unconfirmed information with a bit of a joke tweet. However, as some players have noticed, some of the Call of Duty Vanguard leaks itself would appear that the tweet includes official footage from the unannounced game itself. Considering that the official reveal trailer still hasn't arrived at the time of this writing, nor at the time of the original Call of Duty Vanguard tweet, this is a bold move to throw out this type of footage. Players may be on the lookout for when the official announcement comes out to see exactly what moment this addressing of the leaks is coming from in comparison to the full game. The short video itself shows what appears to be a fleet of bombers being revealed over a rooftop, with some viewers assuming to be a Russian church in their near distance. However, overlaid on top of the plans in the distance are the words leaks and rumors, which are currently dropping bombshells over a city under siege. What stands out, though, is this footage doesn't appear to have come from previous Call of Duty releases or seasons, implying that this new video is from what would have been planned to be the announcement video. Fans are a mixture of impressed with the bold strategy and confused to see this footage already getting an early reveal from Call of Duty so soon after the leak started appearing. It's strange use of footage for a developer to go ahead and take the subject of the leaks and start giving players an early look in response to leaks already blowing the lid off so much information, considering how much developers tend to turn around when leaks start appearing and either cover up or otherwise obscure them. Seeing Call of Duty lean into the meme with actual footage is new for many fans. So right now, we know they've already announced, too, this is an update. The official reveal comes August 19th, so that's Thursday.
Say 16.
Shout out to my girl. That's her birthday.
Shout out your girl.
It's her birthday.
because she exists.
Let's just go with the joke. Don't do that to me.
We'll talk about it after.
Yeah. According to the leaks, there's heavily implications that the release date is November 5th. It's kind of crazy that the reveal is going to come mid-August and then, you know, a couple months later. You would think they would have a full cycle of promoting this game because it's such a, you know, Call of Duties are always so huge.
Like every time they try to give you enough time to promote, we get hit with the delay word.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just trying to get this shit out.
Yeah. I also think
because they're under some heat right now, they're like, we need to drop something.
Right.
Like
yeah, now. You're right. Get some good publicity.
We just lost 50% of our fucking fan base
yep.
in a matter of a day.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Literally. I haven't every streamer I've seen on Twitch, all Apex.
Yep.
I haven't seen one guy playing Call of Duty.
Oh, they're
not. Dude.
They're not touching
it. Not one dude.
I also believe, this is kind of fucked, that the reveal is coming through a Warzone game.
Oh.
So it's going to force people to basically play
yeah.
Warzone.
I'm not doing a 900 gigabyte download just to watch an announcement.
Oh, we'll be able to get like videos of it ourselves, but it's going to bring all those streamers back so they can be one of the first to see it.
No one's going back.
Everyone's
been loving Apex.
Well, just for that game.
Everyone's been loving Apex.
You even got
guys like Tfue on Apex. I've never seen Tfue play anything other than Fortnite, and he's on Apex right now.
I've seen him play, like, Minecraft or something.
Yeah, something stupid.
Yeah.
I've never seen him play a real game.
Oh, a real game?
Like Apex.
Call of Duty's not a real game?
No.
Oh!
That's for the easy kids. Let's get to the hard Battle Royale, huh?
I actually think I think
Battlefield's going to take over soon, too.
I hope so.
Once that new one comes out, I think that'll take over.
I love competition.
I think COD will be in the dust.
You think COD will be in the dust?
I don't know what they can do to another COD to make it.
So
it's always the same
what
thing.
If I tell you this one takes place during World War II?
Great. So did freaking World at War.
So that's the other thing. This game, supposedly from the leaks, is going to have remastered maps from World at War.
Which is cool, because World at War had some good maps.
I don't remember World at War too much. I remember the Kar 98 or whatever, the Qajar.
You remember the MP40?
Oh, the MP40
was Type 100?
I hated that.
That thing was disgusting.
The MP40 was my run, though.
MP40 was disgusting. That's your zombie gun right there.
Yeah.
Pack-a-punch.
Yes.
It makes that little noise.
Yeah.
That game had some good guns.
Actually, they could bring back zombie really good in this setting.
That was the best zombies.
Yeah.
Easily the first zombies. Well,
it was the first zombie, yeah.
Crazy. We had some great memories on that.
Is that the name of it?
Yep.
I just pulled that from my memories.
We had some great memories on that map.
Yeah.
That's when my mom likes to make fun of me the most. Ken, revive me. Revive me.
I don't did just the leave best me here. I could.
I was reloading.
What did you want me to do? What did you
I wanted me? You to revive me.
I don't think they're giving a release date yet because Halo hasn't given a release date yet. And I think they're playing chicken because they don't want to put the release dates too
realistic.
Close.
Which one's going to have a better drop?
Honestly, I don't know. You would think Halo. You would think Halo, but Call of Duty is just a powerhouse.
It's going to be Halo. Stop it.
I don't know.
Stop it.
I know. I know. I love Halo, but I don't know. Stop it. And like you said, they have all this bad publicity.
Especially with Splitgate popping off, I think that'll even increase the amount of people that want to play Halo even more.
I kind of agree.
Bringing Halo, it's almost bringing it back.
Yes.
Because it's so similar.
Yep.
Even when I got Spenny to play Splitgate, he texted me immediately. He was like, this is literally Halo, and I love it.
Yeah.
Just with portals. So I think it's going to bring the attention back to that style multiplayer.
You know what's going to suck?
And I'm having way more fun playing that multiplayer than I ever have playing a COD multiplayer.
That's what's going to suck, though, is everyone who's going to Splitgate right now is going to jump ship for Halo and leave Splitgate behind.
You might play them both.
You could.
Because Halo's not going to have the portals, but it's going to be a similar gun style play.
But it's going to have...
I've been very enjoying.
It's going to have other ridiculous things included in it.
But it's crazy.
And it's free to play.
That's
also the other thing. Halo is free to play.
But I think the fact that people have been playing Splitgate is going to bring that attention back to that style multiplayer.
Yeah. No, and that's kind of like you said. You're right. Like, I am so done with the Call of Duty
everyone
realistic.
Everyone I've talked to that played the new Call of Duty, like, Cold War, whatever it was, they only played it to get classes specifically for Warzone. No one cared about the multiplayer.
Well, that's what I'm kind of hoping is people are so done with Warzone.
It's a new map and a new set of guns. Yep. And I honestly swear every game that's come out has given you a worse set of guns.
Well,
no gun is going to compare to the Modern Warfare 2 gun list.
I don't like the World War 2 guns.
The World at War guns were good because that was an old style.
Yeah,
it was
I didn't like them.
Modern Warfare 2 was in the present.
That's when I was a heavy sniper because those guns...
Those snipers were crazy back then. The snipers were one shot.
Exactly.
If you didn't have the MP40, your guns kind of sucked.
I used to run the sniper without the scope on it. Remember
the bayonet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you would just no-scope people.
Yeah.
Or aim with the little tiny circle, and then you would just stab people.
The little reticle
instead
of the
actual
aim.
You had so much more reach with the bayonet. I mean, that game was a classic. Because that was way before Modern Warfare 2. That was a classic.
Is it before... Modern Warfare 2?
Yeah. Modern Warfare 2 came out after that.
The problem is I have them all in my
Modern
head
Warfare
like 1 time zone.
Modern Warfare 1.
Yep, yep.
World at War.
And then
Modern Warfare 2. And that's why Modern Warfare 2 is so crazy.
Do you know who developed World at War? Is it Treyarch?
I don't think so.
So Vanguard is believed to be Treyarch. Because
Treyarch's the Black Ops style.
Okay.
Activision's all Modern Warfare's. I don't know who did it.
Well, they're all technically Activision, but they have, like, you know, Sledgehammer.
Activision specific, though.
Sledgehammer.
Treyarch's not active. Well, they weren't at the time.
A little war. Let me see.
Don't forget, Black Ops and Modern Warfare were completely two separate games back then.
Let me see. Hold on.
World at War might be Treyarch.
I think so. I think you might be right where it's just Activision.
They were separate back then.
It just says Activision.
So maybe it was just Activision.
I think you're right, though. When you think about it, who's going to have the better release? I think it's going to be Halo, and simply for the fact that it's free to play.
Yeah, there was Activision.
I think
Black Ops 1 was Treyarch's first introduction into that game.
Okay, into the series.
Into the series.
You know, they might be like one of the co-op.
Because they were
developers.
They were separate entities at that time.
And then they all ended up just getting.
And then they ended
up
merging at that point, but.
Treyarch, yes. Call of Duty Black Ops is Treyarch.
Yep.
If I take a look at this one, I didn't look at developer. Actually, sorry, World of War is Treyarch.
It says Activision right on the game.
Publisher. That's the publisher.
Video game developed by Treyarch. Okay, yeah.
So, if Treyarch's working on this too, and it's a back to the World of War 2 kind of game, I don't know. I did not enjoy it. I didn't enjoy that.
Black Ops 1 was crazy.
So, now they're gonna bring World World War Two guns to Warzone.
A year before Modern Warfare Two, so it was close.
Yeah, well, because again, they have like those three developer companies that they cycle through.
All right, so this game was developed by Infinity Ward. That's the other one.
Yep.
So it's they're all done by Activision.
Right, because they're the publisher.
The game is developed by Infinity Ward was better than, in my opinion, than Treyarch.
All right, because it's Infinity Ward, Treyarch, and Sledgehammer.
Whenever you do a Modern Warfare game, you see the IW pop up. And whenever you do the Black Ops, you see that symbol. Yes. From Treyarch. The
well,
because
the IW is actually the engine that it's in.
That's Infinity Ward.
Okay.
That is the company that develops Modern Warfare.
It's a bit of a.
I just don't know what else they can do to Call of Duty to make it interesting anymore.
Well, that's the problem. And same thing with sports games, right? You get to the point where you're like, what do you do? Because we've played these games so many.
I don't know.
It's almost comfort food, you know?
At a certain point, they're going to have to start going back and remastering all the old ones that people love.
And that's
until they can find something that can grab the attention.
Well, they try.
Just make a completely new, you know, game.
Yeah.
Like a new style multiplayer game like that.
Like Splitgate?
Not like Splitgate, because now we have Halo and Splitgate, but something else that we don't have.
I think you're in a tough spot, though, because Call of Duty is a known entity.
It is a known entity, but, I mean...
One of the biggest known entities.
Now it's got some hate with it.
Yeah, big time. This one I grabbed specifically for you. Yes, Spider-Man is still coming to Marvel's Avengers for PS players later this year by Vicky Blake on Eurogamer.net. Spider-Man is still coming to Marvel's Avengers and should be with us by the end of the year. As Matt told us at the time, Spider-Man was revealed to be coming to Marvel's Avengers controversially as a PlayStation-only edition last August, with Crystal Dynamics announcing an early 2021 release for this character.
They lied.
Yep. However, questions began to arise earlier this year when the studio revealed a new Marvel's Avengers development roadmap in which Spidey was notably absent and ended in Crystal Dynamics formally confirming a delay. While the studio's lengthy silence has made some Spider-Man fans concerned, senior game designer Scott Walters has confirmed that the team is still on track for a 2021 Spidey appearance, and though they wouldn't be drawn on the specifics, they did tell Game Rant that the team had always scheduled Spider-Man would make an appearance in 2021 for PlayStation players. In terms of what we can say now, we've always scheduled and looked to bring Spider-Man out in 2021 for PlayStation owners, Walters said. This is still on track, so we'll have more announcements later on this year. Tinfoil hat. All right, go ahead, put it on. I think PlayStation pushed them to announce Spider-Man way too early.
Yeah.
Because they did so during like the PlayStation 5 announcement, and I think they were hoping that would make people want a PlayStation 5 over an Xbox Series X, knowing like Spider-Man is going to be on this console. Even though I don't think Crystal Dynamics was ever really going to be able to have them early for 2021.
Yeah, probably. Because
a lot of Sony's launch games are still not out, like. What's the fucking Deathloop? You know, there's so many. Kena Bridge of Spirits is also delayed. So many of those games are delayed. God of War Ragnarok.
Yep.
Horizon Forbidden West.
I don't know
if
God of War Ragnarok is like out for like certain people, developers or what, but I saw some guys streaming it and it did not look like any God of War game that's been out.
I don't think you were watching God of War Ragnarok.
It said live watch playing God of War Ragnarok. And what I was watching, I've never seen before.
Yeah, I think he just put that so people would want to click on it and watch it.
He was playing God of War, but it's not the one that's on PS4.
Right.
And it's not the old style.
I wonder if it's like a fan-made game.
It was Kratos.
Yeah.
Looking the same, the graphics of God of War 4, but he looked different. I was very confused.
Were you watching Fortnite and someone was playing as
Kratos? No, this is legit. I watched the fight scene, and I've never seen it before.
Have you played the 2018 God of War?
I've played some of it.
I wonder if it was that.
I've seen a lot of the big fights from it, like on Facebook.
Do you know what he was fighting?
I don't even remember. It was like a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. But I was just very confused.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know if people have early access to this.
No,
100%
not.
Or if this guy's like a developer or a tester.
No, because he wouldn't be streaming it either, because they would...
But it looked like footage I've never seen.
FBI SWAT would have kicked down his door and got him immediately.
Maybe it happened after I clicked off the video.
It's possible.
I don't know, but it looks suspicious.
Yeah.
It didn't look like gameplay I've ever seen before.
Well, Facebook is the number one source of all news.
Of information.
Yeah. To usher in Black Panther's arrival on August 16th, Marvel Avengers free trial weekend on Steam, PlayStation, Stadia sent interest in the action game on PC soaring. The game usually averages around only a few hundred concurrent players, but the free play event set a new 24-hour peak of over 10,000 players. In case you missed it, the team recently revealed every object we could interact with in Marvel's Avengers War Wakanda update will have their own look in War Wakanda expansion, including new chests and wall-run platforms, and showed off games vertically too. All right, so again, Spider-Man.
That is so embarrassing.
Yeah, it
100 like current players.
How many? Hold on, we got the Marvel's Avengers game sales numbers. Remember?
That is so embarrassing.
Wasn't it only like 3 million or four? All right, so the game sold approximately 3 million copies, and has lost well over $100 million. And now you have to remember, all the DLC they're releasing is free. So even this War to Wakanda DLC is free. So they're not making money on it. And it,
I don't
this
get
is
how this game's still going.
Well, I think the problem is they already signed this deal, and they kind of have to get at least to the end of this deal before they can shut it down.
They're just losing money.
100%.
They have 100 current players.
It's not good. Well, think about it. It's on PC.
Call of Duty Mobile probably has more players playing.
Call of Duty Mobile is massive.
It's popping off. People
are
streaming.
Yeah. No, it's massive. Yeah. Without a doubt, it's over. That's
Candy Crush on Facebook probably has more users.
Yes. That's
right
a better. That's
like,
a better.
This is,
yeah.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
The fact that they're still putting stuff out for this game is mind boggling.
And you know who voices Black Panther in this? Chris Judge, who's the voice of Kratos.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, isn't it? But if you think it's on Xbox, it's on PlayStation, it's on all the PC platforms.
The biggest
3 million copies for Marvel Avengers.
Marvel is one of the craziest things out right now.
Exactly.
In general,
it's got to be the biggest, like one of the biggest IPs up to with like Pokemon and all them right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you could only sell 3 million copies on a game that's on every platform.
I honestly feel like what's the old one for like the Game Boy. Ultimate Alliance 3 or whatever. Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance is on the Switch.
That game right now has more users.
That's a good game.
I know.
That's a good game.
But it's 20 years old.
No, so Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is the newer one that came out on the Nintendo Switch.
But there's one that came out on like the Game Boy or the Nintendo.
It came out on like the Wii and
no,
all that.
No, there's one that came out for a handheld.
I don't know which one that one
100%.
Is. 100%. I know when you're talking about the first one.
The one where you can play like Spider-Man, Wolverine, someone, and someone.
I don't
like,
know
it was,
what
like,
that
four
is.
Four guys you could choose from.
It might be considered a Marvel Ultimate. I don't know what that one is. Hold up. But the first one, Marvel Ultimate Alliance, was on the Wii, Xbox, and PlayStation 3.
Hold up here, kid.
The original.
It's not this one. It's not the one I'm talking about.
The original story to Marvel Avengers is 11 hours. They claim that the War for Wakanda release is adding an additional 25 hours.
It was on the PSP. The Marvel Ultimate Alliance 1.
Oh, on the
PSP. You can play it on
PS3
or PSP.
That makes
and
sense.
I played it on PSP. That shit was crazy.
That
game was nuts.
Yeah, who
this is nothing
choose?
Like
Wolverine,
it.
Wolverine, Captain America, Iron Man, Spider-Man. Yep.
There's probably a lot more characters, too. Or is it? I wonder if it's
I started off with like 4, though. Yeah, I didn't play Ultimate Alliance 2.
Ultimate Alliance 3 came out in like 2019. It's actually really good.
Yeah, I definitely played the first one.
I think this is the last year of updates we see for this game. I think you pull the plug here.
I hope so.
The only thing I can think is possibly the next gen versions bring in more people, possibly, and that's your only hope. But 3 million copies for this game is bananas to me.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Next news story: everything shown during Nintendo Switch's World Indie Showcase. This is by Mike Fahey on Kotaku.com. It's time once again for Nintendo's Indie World, a semi-regular showcase for some of the cool indie games coming to the Nintendo Switch. In the upcoming months, the latest presentation features a combination of exciting brand new games and old favorites making their Nintendo Switch debut. Here's all the Nintendo indies shown off today. So, indies launching as of the event. Axiom Verge 2. Boyfriend Dungeon, Garden Story, Islanders Console Edition, Necro Barista Final Pour, and then these are games that are releasing this fall and beyond. Eastward, which releases September 16th. Tetris Effect Connected launches October 8th. That is a sneaky game because they are releasing it purposely on the same day the Nintendo Switch OLED comes out. So they want you to play it on that OLED screen, and they're going to consider a Switch OLED release title.
Yeah, that makes sense. Tetris is colorful.
But
it'll look good on the new screen.
Tetris Effect is supposedly this like amazing Tetris version.
People still like Tetris, so I mean...
It's one of the best-selling games of all time.
It always sticks around somehow.
Tetris
so.
99, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you haven't won, but, you know.
I don't want to hear it. I'll play this one, and I'll never have to lose.
I mean, you saying, like, I beat 10 games this year means absolutely jack shit when you've never won a Tetris 99 game. You play those story mode games because you know you can't compete in the hard multiplayers that really require skill.
Me and you
like
are
Tetris 99.
Me and you are going to sit down, we're going to play Tetris 99 together, and we won't stop until one of us win.
I mean, I'll probably be done in a couple games.
No.
You on the other end.
We have Tome in Fall, Loop Hero this holiday. Loop Hero went viral a couple months ago on PC. It is a...
I should not have to explain Loop Hero.
Yeah, well, that's what it... So Loop Hero is you literally have a character who's in a loop and you place like blocks down in front of him and you're building the basically track that he's following. So it's almost like a RPG that plays itself and you're just setting the tiles down.
Yep.
It was for some reason took the place by storm. I don't understand it at all. It looks so boring, but everyone says they play it like on a second screen while doing like work. So at that point, are you even playing any? I don't get it. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
But people love it. Shovel Knight Pocket Dungeon this holiday. It's a Shovel Knight only with match 3 puzzles. And they say it's a roguelike. So, you know, you die, you start over, apparently.
Which I hate.
Not till 2022. We get Bomb Rush Cyberpunk, which is a spiritual successor to Jet Set Radio, which is another game I've never played,
never heard of it.
Has like such a diehard fan base. Far Changing Tides, Metal Slug Tactics, which looks incredible. If you remember the Metal Slug games?
I do remember Metal Slug.
So now it's a tactics version. That game always has that crazy good-looking pixel art.
Yeah, that's new. It's different.
I don't know. I don't like when games that I enjoy go to the tactics version and I like the gameplay that they're originally
known
for.
What game are you referring to that you've seen go into tactic version?
Well, so the Marvels is getting like that XCOM game.
Yeah.
Mario and Rabbids is like the XCOM tactics version. Final Fantasy has its own tactics version.
Final Fantasy Tactics is classic, though.
You never beat it, though, right? You don't beat games.
I definitely beat Final Fantasy Tactics like multiple times.
Multiple times.
I'm looking through the list right here. Garden Story came out during the event. I could have sworn Garden's Story was out for years because I've heard so many people talk about it. Boyfriend Dungeon is a dungeon-crawling game where you date your weapons. I have been asked like 10 times if I want to code for this game, and every time I say no.
Don't even respond.
No, I am as nice as they come. If anyone's willing to give me the time of day, I always tell them, like, oh, I'm too busy or whatever. Axiom Verge 2 was a big deal because Axiom Verge 1 was a Metroidvania that popped off on the Wii U, and people love it. And we had already seen Axiom Verge 2. We just assumed it was getting delayed. So now that it's out...
We got some weird names for some of these games.
Oh, they're all weird.
Very weird.
Necro Barista Final Pour is a game where you play a coffee barista who can somehow bring back the dead for one day. Yeah, it's...
Very interesting plots.
Again,
here.
It's these indie games. I'll tell you, Eastward, I thought, was the champion of it. From my understanding, people talk about it as if it's... The Last of Us meets Legend of Zelda,
because
it's a 2D sprite game, and the artwork looks incredible. But I don't understand what the actual gameplay is. It looks like it's Legend of Zelda gameplay, like the old school top down, but with way better pixel art. But I've played so many of them that I always just get lost in, because after you play like 2 hours, you're kind of like, I've had enough of this.
Oh, yeah. That's why I didn't get into those old games.
This is... I thought it was a decent indie event, but it's like one of those ones that I watched, and I was like, I don't think any of these are for me.
Yeah, no, probably not.
And not only that, usually there's like one or two games in it that...
Yeah, you might like.
But people will talk about... No one's talking about this event anymore, and it's only been a couple days. Even worse, we have recapping the IDEA Xbox Indie Showcase. This happened last week. This showcase was 2 hours long. No showcase should be this long.
Yeah, absolutely not.
After 2 hours, if
you
were to
watch
it... I
think a showcase should be an hour.
No, the indie showcase was 20 minutes.
That's
better.
That's reasonable.
So the problem with this is the IDEA Xbox Indie Showcase, they try to like show you the game, then they sit you down with the developers, and they talk about it. What you need to do, I think personally, is do like a 20-minute sizzle reel with all the games.
Yeah.
And then
talk about it as a whole.
At the end.
Yeah, as a whole, yeah.
That way you can get everyone
don't individually
to watch it.
Stop.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
It's taking too long.
That's too much.
And not only that, if you're watching a developer talk about his game for like 15 minutes, I'm gonna bounce the fuck out.
Well, I don't wanna watch the entire gameplay trailer of it and then watch the guy talk about it.
Yep.
Just let me watch everything in one shot and then the guy can discuss everything.
Right.
It just makes a lot more sense to stop.
Especially
after one trailer,
who's your audience.
Explain it.
Yes.
Go into the next one, it's like and then spend what, 2 hours you said?
Yeah, 2 hours.
Ridiculous.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Because at that point,
30 minutes doing the trailers, 30 minutes talking to the audience about whatever.
Yep.
Done.
At that point, you're going to sit there and say, why don't I just play a game instead of watch this nonsense?
I don't know who's spending 2 hours watching that.
Dude, it's... So this is by Andrew McMahon on twinfinite.com. Microsoft's second official ID at Xbox Indie Showcase has just finished airing on Twitch, revealing a boatload of exciting new titles fans can expect from up-and-coming developers and publishers in the industry. So sit back, relax, as we've got everything you need to know about the ID at Xbox Indie Showcase and more right down below. So first was Lightyear Frontier. Farming simulation fans are in it for a treat with this one, as Lightyear Frontier looks to revolutionize the genre, coupling mechs and narrative-driven mystery in the crafting, resource management, base building while supporting four-player co-op. Keep an eye out for this one as it comes to early access on Xbox and PC in 2022. The Wandering Village. Much like Lightyear Frontier looks to spice up the farming sim genre, The Wandering Village is a creative twist on city builders as it takes place on top of a creature that wanders through the world, contaminating everything. As a result, it's up to you to not only build cities, but also keep them safe while maintaining a good relationship with the creature. Sam and Max Save the World. Sam and Max are back and looking better than ever, as you can see above. The Sam and Max Save the World remaster trailer shows all the improvements the 2006 classic has received, supporting updated graphics, controls, dialogues, thanks to the Skunk Ape Games, a small group of original developers with blessings of series creator Steve Purcell, and it's out now on Xbox One. Black Book. Based on Sylvic myths, Black Book is a dark RPG adventure that places players in the shoes of young sorcerers. In order to survive, she must fight the forces of evil in card-based battle of epic proportions. You can try this out yourself as it's officially available on Xbox One. So there's a couple more games that they show. I'm trying to look at them real quick. I skimmed through it because, again, I'm not watching 2 hours. But the problem is I saw so many games and none of them really spoke to me that it's tough for me to even be like, this was worth it. Now, they did have a decent little Game Pass announcements. So these are games coming to Game Pass. So you can play them for free if you're a member.
Yeah.
That gives us Origami 2, which has an Xbox X/X optimization, and that's September 17th, 2021. Evil Geniuses 2, World Domination, Winter 2021. Library of Runia, August 10th, 2021. Paparazzi, no release date. Stardew Valley, which I can't believe is still talked about. That game has been out forever.
Don't you guys, you and TA, like that game?
Love it.
All
right. Absolutely love it, but it's just wild to me that in 2020... I was playing that game in college.
The Aeon Drive sounds cool, though.
Let me see. Aeon Drive, speedrunning, platformers, and cyberpunk aesthetics are all the rage these days, so it makes sense that Xbox would want in on the fun. In Aeon Drive, players are tasked with parkouring through Neo Barcelona alone, or up to four friends using time, space, bending abilities to help them get ahead.
Sounds kind of dope.
You know what? You say it, now I'm remembering it. But again, like I said, 2 hours, and I was shifting through it. Aeon Drive, now that I'm looking at the images too, I didn't even realize it was up to four players. I didn't remember seeing that at all.
Well, that just goes to show you that you watched way too much at one shot. It's,
right.
You don't remember what the fuck you just watched.
Not only that, they kind of stop you, so they kill the momentum.
Yeah,
so they,
yeah, exactly.
I think they need to fix the whole format of this. No one's talking about the ID at Xbox either. No one.
I haven't heard anything about it.
When I was trying to find an article for, at least reference in this podcast, fucking nothing, dude. There was absolutely nothing. Nintendo Indie World Showcase,
yeah.
It was a million of them to pick from. This, nothing. All right, and last news story of the week, Funimation completes Crunchyroll acquisition and anime streaming merger worth nearly $1.2 billion. This is by Kat Bailey and IGN.com. Here's a quick update from it. Now that Sony owns both Funimation and Crunchyroll, there's apparently an opportunity for the company to leverage its anime offerings with its PlayStation platform. According to Eurogamer, there's potentially a chance that Crunchyroll will be included as part of the more expensive premium PlayStation Plus offering. especially since Sony's press release mentions the goal of providing a unified subscription experience. IGN has reached out to Sony for comment. So, original story, Funimation has completed its acquisition of Crunchyroll, bringing two of the largest anime streaming services together under the banner of Sony Pictures Entertainment. First announced back in December of 2020, the deal is worth almost $1.2 billion, with Crunchyroll topping more than 5 million subscribers. In a release, Sony Pictures said that the deal would provide an opportunity to broaden distribution and expand fan-centric offerings for consumers. We're excited to welcome Crunchyroll to the Sony Group, said Sony CEO Kenchiroki Yoshida. Anime is a rapidly growing medium that enthralls and inspires emotion among audiences around the globe. The alignment of Crunchyroll and Funimation will enable us to get even closer to the creators and fans who are the heart of anime community. We look forward to delivering even more outstanding entertainment that fills the world with emotion through anime. Sony's announcement follows the reports that the U.S. Department of Justice was probing the deal for potential antitrust violations. The U.S. government reportedly wished to determine whether the deal would give Sony a monopoly over streaming anime. It does. 100% it does. It's worth noting that other streaming services have been investing heavily in anime of late, particularly Netflix. The deal was evidently able to pass muster with the U.S. government, though, giving Sony a massive catalog of anime shows. It's unclear whether Sony Pictures will seek to launching a new streaming service that combines the two. They have to, right? You have to get rid of the Crunchyroll app.
It's funny.
Or Funimation one.
TT was just like, he texted me the other day, he's like, yo, did you hear that blah, blah, blah? And I was like, we've been hearing this for like a month or two now.
Yeah.
That they were going to do it. And he was like, oh, I just got, my Crunchyroll just got hacked again. He was like, I hope they make it, this is like the ninth time it's been hacked. He was like, I hope they make a new, you know, combination streaming service. He was like, hopefully it'll have better security that I don't get hacked anyway.
How does he keep getting hacked?
Bro, his Disney Plus got hacked. His Crunchyroll's been hacked like 10 times.
He's going to the wrong porn sites.
It's Crunchyroll. Like, I don't know how it manages to get hacked every other month. Like, I think they'll merge it. It just makes the most sense. Why would you have two apps to download?
Well, because you can charge $7 at Crunchyroll and then $6 at Funimation instead of... I would rather pay $10 on one than have the two. Because I think Crunchyroll is $6.99 and Funimation is $5.99. I forget. So I forget what I pay.
Even if it's... Yeah, but...
It's kind of annoying in the sense that, yes, they will have a monopoly on anime, but some of those shows are available on other platforms. Like, Hulu has a decent catalog, too.
Yeah, it does.
Hulu gets, like, My Hero Academia.
HBO Max I can watch.
Certain anime.
Shit from Crunchyroll.
But if they pull the Disney, if you remember, Disney Plus started, once Disney Plus released, they started pulling their shows from other streaming services, so it was exclusively on theirs.
Yeah.
If Sony starts doing that, that's what's really going to suck. And, like they said, Netflix is invested heavily in anime. True.
It is,
but they still only have a select catalog at the moment.
Say, people are probably going to go to Crunchyroll.
And Funimation owns the dub rights for
most of the animes, yeah.
Like, even when you
watch... Well, that's the only difference I noticed right now is if you want to watch sub, you go to Crunchyroll. If you want to watch dub, go to Funimation.
Actually, it is weird, though, because
Crunchyroll... But now if you make one service that has all the sub and all the dub... Yep. Obviously, you're just going to go to that one service.
And I would actually, I would probably be happier with one service and it's all under one umbrella.
It's just easier.
I just hope they fix the app. The app sucks.
Yeah, no, just make the app more easily. Because Crunchyroll is kind of a shit app, too.
Yep.
But I don't know how Funimation is, but
horrible.
Crunchyroll's horrible. They're both horrible. You make a better service.
Yep.
You have now the ability to do the subs and the dubs.
Yep.
It's a no-brainer that
AJ Speckles.
Of course, shout out. It's a no-brainer that app is going to do better than Netflix with anime.
Without
not
a doubt.
Not that Netflix is doing bad.
Yep.
They just, they're not going to have as much content to compete with that Crunchyroll and Funimation are going to have together.
Yeah, it's...
All the top animes are on Crunchyroll right now. And all their top dubs are on Funimation.
Right.
So it's... Obviously, they're going to blow Netflix out the
anime,
water.
Netflix anime, right?
Yeah.
But, like, what's their big anime show, I guess?
Death Note.
Seven
Deadly Sins.
Exactly.
Which the fourth season would just went absolute ass. So it lost all hype.
Supposedly Shaman King's pretty decent. I watched the first episode.
It's
all right.
I've been hearing it's decent.
It's they did the Hunter x Hunter route where they took a lot of the fluff and just cut it out, which is better. Because the Hunter x Hunter was way better.
I think so. I don't know why TA is complaining about that. They took out like side quests.
Oh, he's such a purist. He's such a purist.
I don't care.
Right?
I don't need 900 episodes of this guy in the woods training to teach me how he got strong. I got enough of that from Bleach. I got enough of that from Naruto.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with the character getting...
Give me the streamlined, better version.
I'm okay with him getting stronger in three episodes and not having to see why he got... That's why we watch stuff like Demon Slayer, where you can see the progression. Not every anime has to be like that.
And if you think about it, you give me 900 episodes of this guy getting stronger just to find out the power of fucking friendship is the key. All the goddamn time. Every goddamn time. It's the power of friendship.
Power of love, power of family. I mean, what's your motivator? Take your pick. You only got three of them.
Yeah.
What's this protagonist's motivation? Is it friends? Is it the death of his family?
Yep.
What is it? Yeah. I mean, it sounds like an anime.
And then just give me my one beach episode.
I'm cool
with
some animes doing that because it fits their story better, but I don't need every anime to show me this guy training in the woods by himself with a stick in a tree.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that.
I wouldn't mind. So Amazon Prime Video actually has like a decent anime catalog. The problem with them,
Vinland Saga,
they do such a shit job promoting it, though.
Yeah, I didn't even... Me and TT started watching that Vinland Saga. It was absolutely bananas, but never heard anything about it.
Never heard, because they do a shit job telling
it. He randomly was like,
anyone.
Yo, I watched an episode of this random shit I seen on Amazon. It was fucking crazy. And then we started watching it weekly.
Right.
But no, never heard about it once.
Because no one...
And I don't even hear about it now.
About it. Right.
Season one ended so crazy. Like, I was like, yo, there has to be a season two. Yeah. Haven't heard a fucking thing about it.
And Vinland Saga 1...
Was crazy.
Won a ton of awards and stuff.
It was a great anime.
But that's the problem. Because they do such a shit job promoting it, and no one watches it. It's not profitable to them, so they don't care.
It was great.
It's kind of sad.
It was great. And that's the only... I mean, that's really the only anime I've ever watched on Amazon, but still.
Yep. Yeah.
It was still a good one,
and even
I never heard anything about it.
Netflix's large, you know, if they're... putting money into anime, they're also putting a lot of money into live adaptations of anime,
which
is different.
Never works well. Yeah.
I have hope for Cowboy Bebop, but
that one seems like one that could be easier than
but
others.
I haven't seen anything yet, though, so
yeah,
I'm still like, please. They just released the live cast of the Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Another one they'll probably ruin.
Probably. I will say the cast looks pretty good.
The cast can be great as much as they want, but if the effects are shit,
that's the
story shit, the dialogue shit, it's just going to be shit.
I have a feeling the effects
are
going to look horrible.
The effects are just so bad. It's just like, come on.
Even the Death Note movie, it was like
awful. But you would think that these effects would be relatively easy.
So I think
they make explosions in Transformer movies nuts, but you can't do a fire style like a fire like a fire bending. Like, you can't do fire, but you can do all these explosions.
Well, that's a Michael Bay film. They have so much money.
Well, Michael Bay's doing a hell of a job. He's doing a hell of a job with
that's
fire.
That's what he's known for, though.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why you see, if you see crazy explosions in the middle of the street, you know it's a Michael Bay film.
Yeah. No, it's
regardless
not a gas
if it's
line.
Transformers or not. If you see fucking nine cars explode in a pileup, you know it's a
Michael Bay film.
Yeah. But these animes can't get a normal, like, a fireball good, like...
Hey, the Dragon Ball movie was good.
Even a water, like, just a water move. Like, you got the ocean right there. Like, come on. You can't make this effect look good.
You didn't like Dragon Ball Evolution?
Look at the boys.
The boys is good.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
The effect's crazy.
That's why I have some hope, because it looks like smaller budgeted shows. Like, obviously, they have a higher budget, those shows. But they don't have a movie budget.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
But they're getting better.
They definitely are.
So
I've been seeing some good effects in shows lately.
I have some hope.
Like, some shows are just bad.
Yeah.
And other shows are decent.
I'm telling... So I have more faith in Netflix after The Witcher.
Yeah.
Because that was something that... If you tell me they're...
The Witcher was crazy.
If they're adapting that from the video game / book, I'd be like, there's no shot this is going to be good.
I just don't get why, like, a show like The Boys, especially with, like, A-Train, with the super speed, why does that look more clean on that show than, like, The Flash?
The budget, 100% the budget.
And those shows are meant, like, The Flash is meant to run fast.
Yeah.
Why does his effect look so shitty?
I swear to God, the new effects of The Flash look so horrible.
Even the movie effects look shit with, like, the blue lightning, like, as he's running.
Oh,
like, you see it, like, he looks, I think that, I don't, I hate that Justice League Flash.
I hate
his outfit. I hate the effects around the way he runs.
Yep.
I don't like it at all. A-Train, smooth as hell.
I don't like
Homelander, smooth as hell with his laser beams.
Yeah.
Superman's decent. But Homelander looks like an absolute god when he's out there. Superman don't look like that.
Well, he's a nicer guy.
Is he, though? Is he?
I don't.
Dark Superman?
Dark
he ain't no nice guy.
He's not that bad.
He ain't no nice guy.
I don't like when they have someone who's super fast and their way to make it look good in a movie is to just slow everything else down. I hate that so much.
Like, keep everyone the same speed, but really show how fast this dude is.
Just like
when everyone's moving slow-mo, no one looks fast.
At all.
Like, and some of those people are supposed to be comparable in speed.
And it takes so long.
Some of those people are supposed to be comparable in speed.
Yeah, that's...
Like, the Superman and the Flash are supposed to be very similar.
Right, right.
And even Superman, you can see it moves. When Flash is running around him in the circle,
yep.
I mean, Superman still is following him.
Right.
He's still moving slow.
Right.
Which Superman would not be moving that slow around.
No, and but that's again. I feel
Superman
like that's what
literally
they do.
Bends gravity. That's why he's so. That's why he flies, because his gravity on Krypton is supposedly way different from what's holding them down on Earth. So that's why he can fly. That's why you see the rocks go up when he's flying. It's not because he's
bending gravity.
It's because he bends gravity.
He's not beating Goku in a fight. That's
no,
all I'm going to say.
No.
I will say I hate when they do the thing where Lois Lane falls so far and Superman goes. Do you know Superman would cut her in half if he did?
Oh,
that?
Oh yeah, if he flew into her at that speed.
I hate when they do that shit. It's like, yo, he would cut her in half.
If Superman just punched a normal guy, he'd explode.
Right.
Like, come on.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's podcast. You can find me on Twitter @AHN_Gags.
You can definitely find me on Apex this week, Papa Dill 22.
Oh.